Shaping a Comely Form. The master architect who built you ensured his work, guaranteed that it would not swell or warp or in any way get out of line. So the undeniable fact is that you are in perfect trim now, uniform and balanced, not too heavy and yet not too thin. Inordinate heaviness is supposed to be due to abnormal action of some of the glands, particularly the thyroid. But the fact is that omnipotent spirit directs every gland and every function in your constitution and compels them to do their work efficiently, never slowing down on one hand or speeding up on the other. A short way of saying all this is to remind yourself that spirit is in your midst, taking care of and giving direction to every gadget, however large or small it may be. The same spirit is in operation in family affairs and will give to them a satisfactory adjustment. Sit tight, do not talk much, and give spirit a chance to reign. Spirit likes to run things, you know, and run them smoothly. P.S. Of course, you realize that what we are saying and doing has reference to spiritual man and his makeup and functions. We are not claiming any perfection for material mortals. But strange to say, when they hear this conversation about perfect man, these mortals reform their ways and become more comely and better behaved themselves. And some day you and I will find that there is no such race, because are we not all made in spiritual form and texture after the blueprint shown in the mount? You are a spiritual man. There is no other type. Omniactive spirit takes care of your outline. Therefore, undesirable poundage cannot accumulate, and if any has already seemed to accumulate, it will vanish when you understandingly and persistently say, "Scram!" You know the Father is well pleased with his workmanship as wrought in you. Of course, you have the frame, the size, the carriage that are pleasing to him. Remind yourself that all the movements and the functionings of your being are nothing less than all-compelling spirit, working out its purpose in you. Hence, there can be no inadequacy of action. Keep in thought that whatever building is going on in you, and there is plenty of it, is under the direction of spirit. Therefore, your profile cannot lack character and attractiveness. Spirit forms you in due proportions as your moods and attitudes permit. Both in form and hue, it bestows on you its choicest workmanship. I will work on the case. Let me hear from you in a week or so. The Maker constructed you in perfection and ensured his work for an indefinite period. This goes for your faculties of sight and hearing. It goes also for what you call figure. He made you unalterably symmetrical and unalterably unimpairable. Spirit does your seeing and controls your contour. You are directly under its omnipotent command and enlightenment. Spirit is so close that it is in you and through you, so close indeed that it is you. So that when I say spirit sees adequately, I in effect say your sight is adequate. Now get busy on your own behalf. Think out the above truths and elaborate them. Talk them to yourself hour by hour and day by day. Expect results. I will help. Let me hear from you in a week or so. That heaviness will be liquidated one of these days, and without too much struggle. As your thought becomes clarified, consciousness will form a prepossessing body. It is a case of, O life that maketh all things new. You ask where principle is? It is in you. You are a perfect blend with it. You and principle are one, hence your power to control situations. Many thanks for your note. Maybe it will be just as well for you to journey along alone for the time being. I am confident that the truth we have been announcing and the further truths that you will continue to announce will promote the stateliness desired. The same process will fill you with hope and strength also. Even your vision will normalize. Why, mind, in its very nature, cannot do less than see adequately. Where is this mind? It is so close that you call it me. So how can me do less than see well? Yesterday I had a letter from a jubilant woman. She never has had much of a figure. Now she says, Did I tell you that the reason I have been shopping this spring is that nothing bought before you started treatment fits any longer? One of my prized possessions at the moment is a tailored suit, the first. There just never has been enough of me before to provide the wherewithal for such an outfit. So do not be surprised if you have to restock your wardrobe. These days, of course, you will not mind, because there is such a demand from Europe for used garments. Sorry your letter went unanswered. I do not know why. Maybe it was lost in the deluge of mail that comes in day by day. You may be sure that the Creator not only gave you a comely form, but protected it against any subsequent encroachment. You see, there is an undeviating law, indeed, He is the law itself, which not only fashions you in just measure, but forever holds you there. So keep in mind that you are well-made, well-conditioned, well-proportioned. There is no power anywhere to interfere with that fine structure of yours by adding a single unnecessary pound.